I'm speaking with Jofi Segletesh and Laura Fletcher, outreach coordinators for the Cornell chapter of Camp Kesem. Camp Kesem is a national organization that provides a camp experience for children whose families have been affected by cancer. The camp that is being held by the Cornell chapter will be holding its third session this coming summer. So, Jofi and Laura, thanks for coming in to talk with me today.
Thank you so much.
First off, Laura, can you tell me why you got involved with Camp Kesem?
I can, yes. So Camp Kesem was started at Cornell my sophomore year when I was in college. And I was involved with the chapter from the very beginning. I had a sister who passed away from neuroblastoma when she was 2 years old. So I was always kind of looking for some way to give back within the cancer community. And finding Kesem was just the perfect way to do that. And I've been working on it for the past 3 years. I served as the director for my first two. And I'm really enjoying being the outreach coordinator this year.
Okay, and Jofi?
Yeah, so I found out about Kesem from my little brother who attended the camp the first year. So I came into Cornell as a freshman knowing that I wanted to join, and I actually joined because my mother passed away from cancer.
Laura, how did Camp Kesem get established, the national chapter, and how is it supported?
So Camp Kesem nationally was started in the year 2000 at Stanford University. It was kind of a grassroots campaign from there. Currently, we have 86 chapters all over the country, and we're expanding exponentially year to year, which is really exciting.
And Jofi, do you know about how many youth have been served by all the camps since they began?
I believe it's about 7,000 this year is our goal. I don't know a total, but...
So 7,000
annually.
Okay. Where is the camp that is run by the local Cornell chapter?
So we've actually had it in three different locations because we're trying to figure out which campsite to continue from. But this year it will be held at Camp Cedarbrook in the Adirondacks. Mm-hmm. And we will be providing a bus from Ithaca to the Adirondacks.
Well, how do you recruit the campers?
So we do a lot of recruiting through hospitals and their oncology departments, but we also reach out to hospice centers. And this year we've been pretty successful with like school PTA emails sent out, but a lot of it is also passed on through friends.
Mm-hmm. And how many students have signed up so far for the local chapter?
So we have 35 children signed up mm-hmm. so far.
We can eventually link to information on our website if people would like to sign up.
Definitely.
And Jofi, talk about what campers might experience at Kesem.
There's this thing called Kesem Magic. And basically it's this feeling of this like community, which is, I guess like, do you want to jump in?
Yeah. Laura, you can jump in.
Yeah, sure. Camp Kesem, I tell people from the second that I meet them, Camp Kesem was the best week of my life, the first week that we had Camp Kesem. It's this really, really crazy feeling when things come together and people form this community so quickly. It's a family in so many ways, not just this group of people that are spending their week together. While the kids are just doing normal camp activities and swimming and canoeing and doing arts and crafts and playing sports and the normal things that you would do at a camp, they have this kind of unspoken bond that I can't imagine would have been formed without Kesem.
And Jofi, what is it like for the counselors at Kesem? How do they get trained?
So we actually go through about 10 hours of in-person training, and that's all run by our national organization through our volunteer coordinators. And then we do about 10 to 15 hours online through this website called EOT, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot about camper training and how to deal with certain situations.
And so are pretty much all the counselors college students?
Yes. So at the Cornell chapter, in each chapter, they all come from the school that the chapter originates from.
And are they volunteers?
They are all volunteers.
Uh-huh. And I saw that people who go to the camp give themselves a special name, like a nickname. And why is that?
Yeah, so Camp Kesslem is really unique that way. Everyone goes by camp names within the entire organization. The reason it started originally in their first chapter was an idea just to have the kids be able to escape from their homes and come to camp and be whoever they wanted to be and totally immerse themselves in the camp experience. But it goes all the way up into the national level. Even in the workplace, they don't call each other by their real names. So I'm Waffle and Maple is sitting next to me right now.
That's pretty fun. Jovi, does the camp have counseling professionals present to help kids through a difficult time?
We do. So we have two nurses on staff and also in addition one social worker professional.
Mental health professional, yeah.
Yeah, mental health professional on staff.
And are they from the local community or might they come from another part of the country?
So in the past, they have been from the local community and they've all been volunteers. It's just whoever we can reach out to and recruit. But mm-hmm. I guess technically they could come from anywhere.
And Laura, do the campers gain support and learn from each other?
They really do. Like I said before, it's like a really incredible community that's formed. And the goal of Camp Kesslem is to go way beyond the week of camp that we're allowed to have. So the goal is just form the support network that will last them through their experience with cancer and beyond that. So so dealing with what they're going through right now, perhaps, or grief support and things like that in the future, we are always looking to be near them and make sure that they have friends and counselors that know what they're going through and want to make sure that they're happy.
So I noticed on the website that alumni has kind of a special section on the website. And so is that what you mean by people continuing to be in touch after the camp experience?
Definitely, yeah. We have our campers return back year after year, as well as potentially becoming counselors in training after they reach that 16-year-old limit. We're really excited to have some of our 16-year-old campers come back next year. As CITs, and then our Camp Kesslem alumni students as well, even after they've graduated from Cornell, still continue to come back for all of our fundraisers and are always looking to support Camp Kesslem.
And Jovi, how much fundraising do you do locally to support the chapter, and how does it work out in regards of assisting the campers?
Each counselor is supposed to raise a certain amount, and Camp Kesslem has an estimate that it costs about $1,000 per camper to go to camp, and that's like a whole year estimate because of the year-round support that we do. So we do a lot of on-campus fundraisers, and it's mostly the counselors reaching out to people they know, but we're also having a like benefit dinner gala where we're hoping to raise some money.
Mm-hmm. Laura, what else would you like listeners just to know about Camp Kesslem?
I think that it's just a really important community for people to be aware of. I think that the children of parents who've been diagnosed with cancer was a long overlooked community. The entire family, when they're dealing with a problem like this, one person has cancer, but the whole family really does, because there's so much that needs to be dealt with. And Camp Kesslem is here to make sure that kids still get to have their childhood and work with people that know what they're going through but want them to have fun and be able to be kids during a time when a lot of them are forced to not be kids at all. And it's just an incredible resource. I wish that everybody in these circumstances could utilize it.
And Shofi, would you like to say a few words about how you feel about the camp?
Yeah, so we actually still have 5 spots open for campers, which is age 6 to 16. And then we have 5 spots for CITs left, age 17 to 18. And so we are looking for a couple more campers whose parents have or have been diagnosed with cancer to sign up.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to find out more about Camp Kesslem, what do you suggest?
So I would either suggest emailing Waffle and I's email, which is cornell.outreach@campkesslem.org, or going onto our website, which is campkesslem.org/cornell.
Okay, and we'll link to that when we archive the interview.
Great.
So, Jovi and Laura, thanks so much for coming in to talk with me today about Camp Kesslem, the Cornell chapter.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.